From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Russian airstrikes hit one of the remaining hospitals in Aleppo, Syria on Saturday, knocking it out of service. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights and the local coordination committee said that one person was killed in the airstrike. Talal Abu Youssef is an ambulance driver. He says that airstrikes targeted infrastructure and hospitals. The area was completely destroyed by around seven air raids. The attack came as Russia warned the United States that attacks on Syrian government forces could have repercussions across the Middle East. Russian news agencies quoted a foreign ministry spokeswoman as saying that a U.S. intervention against the Syrian army would lead to terrible tectonic consequences not only on the territory of this country, but also in the region as a whole. Syrian government forces, backed by Russian aircraft, have renewed their offensive against Aleppo after a deal brokered with the United States for a cessation of hostilities and the delivery of humanitarian aid broke down. In the race for the White House, U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has apparently launched a plan to discredit Hillary Clinton by attempting to make former President Bill Clinton's sexual indiscretions a central issue of the campaign. In an interview with the New York Times newspaper, Trump said he believes the negative attacks will help him win over more women voters, two-thirds of which view him unfavorably. The Clinton campaign has apparently tried to preempt Trump's attacks by releasing audio of Bill Clinton discussing his marriage with Hillary. Trump's verbal attacks come despite the fact that the real estate mogul is on his third marriage. Two previous marriages ended in divorce.